Boo, 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 boo.
Radio J, radio for the scene. 6 years of local unsigned music from all over. 6 years of Radio J? Well, that's some kind of record.
I don't know what else to say.
Radio J!
Welcome to an all-new Radio J, radio for the scene here on Exosphere Radio. As always, I'm your host, Radio J, bringing you 6 years of local, unsigned bands from all over the place. Tonight I have a really good show for you. New music. Rat has his Rat-sclusives all set, with a premiere from Neo Geo off of their new album, set to be released at the end of October. And we just started here in October. It's still pretty hot over here in Florida. I'm here in the brand new Studio J in Pompano Beach. Come hang out in the live chat tonight on exosphereradio.com. You can see what we're up to on Twitter, Facebook. Go to the TuneIn app or AMP on your phone and get Exosphere Radio right there. I decided to start off on a lighter note with a band I haven't played in a while, a band by the name of Yankee Longstraw. You may or may not remember the band as Vision Through Sound. Band went through several lineup changes, and each album was different from the last. Eventually, they became Yankee Longstraw. Now, they created a concept album, which is The Bone Rodeo, and they were going to play the part, they were going to call themselves Lost Dudes, specifically for the concept album, but that all changed. And what ended up happening was it all kind of morphed into what Yankee Longstraw is right now. The Bone Rodeo, as I said, is a concept album. It's a Western featuring unique characters. Well, one of those unique characters is no longer in the band. Michael McManus parted ways a while back. Basically, members Jason Briggs and Gary O'Keefe rotate the drums when they play live. Yankee Longstraw is definitely an awesome band, and their album, The Bone Rodeo, will make you dance. It'll make you think about, you know, riding out there on the west on horseback, going up against the bad guys. And actually, this song kind of has that feel. This is titled When the Son of a Bitch Comes Back. Very self-explanatory. You can hear it for yourself right now. Radio J, radio for the scene. Exosphere Radio. Boom.
Mike from Midnight Spin, and you're listening to Radio J Radio for the scene. Boom!
Wanna leave it all Exos.
Radio J. Radio for the scene. Local unsigned music from all over the place. Boom. Did he really just make me say boom?
Radio J.
The Fearless, Heads or Tails, which can be found on their second album. Now, the band will be participating in the CBGB's Music Fest in New York City. In fact, quite a few bands that I'm playing tonight will be a part of that. The Fearless will be performing on Thursday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at the Delancey in New York City as part of the CBGB's Music Fest. So many great bands will be a part of that. You also heard another New York-based band, Midnight Spin. They are currently on tour. It's the US and UK Fall Tour. They will be performing at the 100 Club in London. If you're in the area, you definitely want to see what they're about. They actually played over in Miami, and unfortunately, I missed it. I really, really, really would like to see what this band is about. Their music is awesome, and I played Neuron. Started the set off with Yankee Longstraw, When the Son of a Bitch Comes Back, off of The Bone Rodeo, an awesome concept album about life in the West. This is Radio J Radio for the Scene on Exosphere Radio. Let me tell you a little bit about Exosphere Radio. Exosphere Radio is an ongoing experiment where the world comes together to share music. Exosphere is a non-political, non-religious internet radio station that celebrates our diversity across this planet and, I have to step away from the mic for this one,
beyond!
on Don. Regardless of who we are, where we come from, what our occupations are, what philosophies guide us through life, we all have the human desire of expressing ourselves through the arts and through music. Exosphere, where the world's music calls home.
Boom!
Stepped away from the mic again. This is where Rat would usually IM me. You're too low. You're too far away from the mic. That's because I stepped away from it. See, my mission is to drive Rat crazy. Make him pull his hair out of his head trying to deal with me. He's lasted quite a few shows so far, and he is doing a great job. You're going to hear from him later when he does his Rat-sclusives, featuring a brand new premiere from Neo Geo. That's all I'm going to say for now. I'm going to let Rat tell you about it later. Now, I'm going to do this to you again. You're probably going to ask me, does this segment even exist at this point? The Band Room. It's one of those scheduling things and just trying to get everything together, and then it's like, okay, not happening. See, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm not going to be like, oh, just move on. No, that's not what Radio J is all about. Next week, it's going to be Shiretta, or they might be zombies. You will find out. Or it could be Oksana. I could just make it a completely different band, but episode 4 is happening. I'm telling you, it's happening. You're like, yeah, right, but no, it's definitely happening. Speaking of things that are happening, this is called the segue where I just move along and stop bantering and all that fun stuff. There is a band that I played last week that was introduced to me from a buddy of mine who does exactly what I do with local music, named Justin Sane. He's like, Jay, you have to check out this band, Second Empire. They were with us last week in chat. Very awesome people and an awesome band. Symphonic metal. Melodic vocals, orchestrations. I'm surprised I'm not like slurring my words when saying big words like symphonic. I'm weird like that because I'll normally go bubbly bubbly blah blah blah. Anyway, with that said, this is Second Empire. The tune is called Everlasting. Check out the really amazing intro. Radio J Radio for the Scene. Exosphere Radio. Yeah.
Hey,
we're Arcade Smile.
And you're listening to Radio J, Radio for the Scene.
Boom!
Music from Arcane Smile. The song will be on their debut EP. You heard Black and White. As I said last week when I debuted the track, I really like the way the band has progressed. Much tighter than the demo. Vocally, it's amazing as well. Mike Watts did one hell of a job. Voodoo Studios. Arcane Smile will be performing with the Massachusetts-based Lansdown tomorrow at Mulcahy's in Wantagh, New York, along with iIgnite, Devolver, and I'm going to probably mess this name up, Schofel. Well, at least I was honest about that. I am the king when it comes to messing up bands' names, so you can yell at me about that and tell me exactly how to pronounce it. This is a benefit show with all proceeds going to the American Cancer Society. Now, you also heard from Malta off of the coast of Italy, Indigo Dark Psych, Shining Inside. I was in the chat, a band that Exosphere has definitely grown quite fond of. How can you say no to a band like Indigo Dark Psych? Melodic, catchy. You want to bang your head to it. Indigo has one hell of a voice. One hell of a voice. If you're not singing the chorus in your head very loudly in your car with the windows open, there's something wrong with you. Well, if you do that, there's something wrong with you. Either way, Blame Shift, Let Go. The band is still on tour with Super Bob. Not Super Jim or his cousin Super Steve. It's Super Bob. The band started the set off with the Pennsylvania-based Second Empire with their symphonic metal. Everlasting was the name of the tune. Exosphere Radio. It's on Twitter, Facebook. It's everywhere, just like Radio J is everywhere. You can get it on your phone on the TuneIn app, not amp. And I forgot to mention something. It is the 1st of October. Well, I mentioned that, but it's Tuesday night. As you know, Tuesdays, it's New Music Tuesdays with Tony Billings. Mr. Tony Billings. But then, later on, it turns into Tuesdays with Radio J Radio for the Scene. Another show all about new music. This is the New Music Doubleheader. You want it, you got it, right here on Exosphere Radio. Now, earlier I mentioned that there's a big CBGB's Fest going on in New York City, and a bunch of bands are playing. Well, it just happens that this next block features a few of those bands. Shiretta's CBGB's Fest date is on October 12th at Fontana's in New York City, along with Face the King. Here's Shiretta right now off of Apocalypse, which was officially released Sunday night. This is I'm Not Your Bitch. Radio J, Radio for the Scene
on the show. Here I am singing off key on Exosphere Radio. Yeah.
We are Shiretta!
And you are listening to Radio J,
Radio for the Scene.
Boom! Oh.
I'm not your bitch. 3.mag.com is an amazing online and print magazine that explores modern art, music, technology, style, sports, and other original works. 3.mag.com was created to explore unique artistic creations that push the boundaries of the establishment in order to evoke debate in the art world and promote art that questions the mind while helping the viewer to identify with the lifestyle and artist within. Filled with incredible content and lush images, enter into the 3.mag world and see where it takes you. You can find out more on our EXO Loves page on the website or go directly to 3.mag.com.
Radio J going boom.
They don't even know about Bubba Bubba.
What's wrong with you?
Radio J.
just heard a block of bands that will be participating in the CBGB's Fest in New York City, Midnight Mob. These days, they will be performing on the 12th at Fontana's with Crobot, Shredda, and Face the King. And Shredda kicked that set off. But there's a band you also heard from Florida called Dayride Ritual. They are coming to New York City for the CBGB's Fest, and they will be playing the same night but at a different venue. Sullivan Hall in New York City with Camaro Suicide, 10 Ton Mojo, and more. So, looks like you have to like go back and forth between shows, but it's worth it. Definitely worth it. Mention Shredda as I'm going back and forth all over the place. I'm Not Your Bitch off of Apocalypse, which was released Sunday. The New York-based band Brand of Jewels, who, if you haven't seen them yet, you better get to one of their shows, will be performing with I Empire Saturday, October 5th at Santo's Party House. That's going to be a fun show, and I really enjoy watching that band perform. This is Breakthrough, Radio J, Radio for the Scene.
can't stop me when